I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Israel told the United Nations today that its military acted ethically and morally in last year's war in Gaza. Yesterday, Hamas defended its actions during the war, saying it didn't mean to strike civilians. Both Israel and Hamas are responding to a UN report that accused them of war crimes in Gaza last year. But as Linda Gradstein reports, most people in Gaza are more concerned with the difficulties of life today.
Nothing is sure in Gaza, even the supply of electricity. Najwa Sheikh is a secretary. She and her four children live in Nusayrat refugee camp.
For example, yesterday we didn't have electricity in my area from 4 in the afternoon until 12 p.m. in the middle night. It was really awful. You cannot do anything at home. Your children cannot watch TV. They cannot spend good time, especially that they are in their school vacation.
Sheikh says her children went to bed at 6 p.m. because it was dark and cold. Once the electricity came back on after midnight, she spent several hours trying to catch up on laundry and cooking. She and other Gazans worry that the rolling blackouts will get worse. The European Union says it will no longer pay for fuel for Gaza's sole power plant, and that it's now up to the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah. But the Palestinian Authority says Hamas has to pay, since it's been collecting an electricity tax. What it means for Gazans is yet another headache. Gaza is even more bleak when it rains. The water pools in the muddy streets as barefoot children play. In the Shati refugee camp, 40-year-old Kifah al-Ribai lives with her five children in one room. Her husband is in Egypt for medical treatment. At night, she lays mattresses on the floor to sleep. She says her situation was difficult before last year's war with Israel, but now it's worse.
People used to work before, and they used to have jobs, and whenever they have salaries and what is extra from their salaries, they used to give it to us. And the neighbors, my brothers, my family used to support us also, give us more money.
Now she says she can't even make ends meet. She opens her refrigerator to show only a few tomatoes, a gift from her brother-in-law. Like the vast majority of Gazans, she depends on food aid from the United Nations. Since Hamas took control of the Strip in 2007, both Israel and Egypt have closed their border except for humanitarian cases. People may not be able to leave, but until recently, goods from Egypt have been able to get in. That's because hundreds of tunnels have been dug between Egypt and Gaza. Everything from car parts to cola is smuggled in through the tunnels. Gazans complain the prices are high and the quality not as good as what they used to get from Israel. But now this supply line may be cut off as well. Egypt is building a steel barrier that will reach deep underground to cut off the tunnels. Hamas senior official Ahmed Youssef says Gazans are furious with Cairo.
To us, it's something like you squeezing the Palestinian to the corner. There is a sanction and there is Gaza under siege. I don't think the people of Gaza will look friendly to this kind of building another wall, steel wall, to tight the sanction. And that's why many Palestinians are so critical on Egypt.
Youssef says Hamas wants to restart its dialogue with the more moderate Fatah movement, which controls the West Bank. Egypt has repeatedly tried to get the two sides together and has repeatedly failed. Some in Gaza say Egypt's wall is punishment for that. For ordinary Gazans, it's just one more obstacle to life here. Prices of things like cooking gas have already gone up substantially, out of fear that there will soon be shortages. Gazans say they just want life to get back to normal, although they've almost forgotten what that is. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein. The Gaza Strip.